Hey everyone, welcome back to our Learn Chinese with Fun series. I'm your host Charlotte, and today we're diving into Lesson 4, Everyday Chinese Phrases and Expressions. In this lesson, we will learn some practical phrases and expressions that you can use in various situations in daily life. Let's get started.
Mastering everyday Chinese phrases and expressions will help you communicate more effectively in Chinese-speaking environments and enable you to engage in authentic conversations with native speakers. Our goal in this lesson is to teach you some useful phrases that you can start using right away. Let's begin with some common greetings and salutations. Number 1. 早上好. Good morning. 早上好，早上好。Number 2. Good afternoon. 下午好，下午好，下午好。Number 3. Good evening. 晚上好，晚上好。晚上好。Number 4. Goodbye. 再见。再见。再见。You can also say bye-bye as an informal way. Alright, practice these greetings and salutations out loud to become more comfortable using them in conversation.Being polite is important when communicating in any language. Here are some polite phrases in Chinese. Number 1. Thank you.
谢谢。谢谢。谢谢。
Number 2. You're welcome.
不客气。不客气，不客气。
Number 3. I'm sorry.
对不起，对不起，对不起。
Number 4. No problem. It's okay.
没关系，没关系。
没关系。Make sure to use these polite phrases in your interactions with native speakers. Sometimes, you may need to ask for help or assistance. Here are some useful phrases for those situations. Number 1. Excuse me? Used when asking a question.
请问，请问，请问。
For example, 请问到火车站怎么走? How do I get to the train station? Excuse me, how do I go to the hospital?
请问到医院怎么走?
So we usually use 请问 before when you ask a question. Number 2. Can you help me?
你能帮我吗?
So last lesson, we learned the SVO structure and also put ma at the end of the sentence to change it to a yes or no question. So ma means question mark. And
你 is you.
能 means can. So can you help me?
你能帮我吗?
我 means I, myself. So,
你能帮我吗?
Can you help me? Number 3. I'm lost.
我迷路了。我迷路了。
I'm lost.我 means me. 迷路 It's a verb and it means lost. Le is just a word at the end of the sentence. If you say 我迷路 it's not correct, it's not complete. So we say 我迷路了 to tell people you're lost. Don't be afraid to use these phrases when you need help in a Chinese speaking environment. It's important to be able to express your likes and dislikes in any language. Here are some useful phrases for expressing preferences in Chinese. Number 1. I like. 我喜欢 I. 我 Like. 喜欢 I like. 我喜欢我喜欢 Number 2. I don't like. 我不喜欢我不喜欢 So last class, we learned about adding 不 into a sentence to mean negatively. So, 我不喜欢 It means I don't like. And also, for example, if we say 我想要 I want something. So we say 我想要想要 it means want. And if we want to say, I don't want something, you can say, 我不想要。So, 不 add verb. It means negation. Number 3. I think, feel like.
我觉得。我觉得。
I think...I feel like,
我觉得，我觉得。
I think this blue dress is beautiful.
我觉得这条蓝裙子很好看。
So we use these phrases a lot. Practice expressing your likes and dislikes using these phrases. Being able to make suggestions is useful when making plans with friends.We're discussing ideas. Here are some phrases for making suggestions. Number 1. We can.
我们可以
So, let's learn the vocab. We.
我们
Can.
可以
We can.
我们可以
Number 2. What do you think?
你觉得怎么样?你觉得怎么样?
Number 3. How about if
如果怎么样?如果怎么样?
Try using these phrases to make suggestions in various situations. I will give you guys some examples.
我们可以
We can. We can hang out.
我们可以出去玩
What do you think about this blue dress?
你觉得这件蓝裙子怎么样
What do you think of my new boyfriend?
你觉得我的新男朋友怎么样?
What about if I break up with him?
如果我和他分手怎么样?
Well done, everyone. In this lesson, we've learned a variety of everyday Chinese phrases and expressions, from greetings and polite phrases to asking for help and expressing preferences. As you practice,You will become more confident and comfortable using these phrases in your daily interactions. If you enjoyed today's video, please give it a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more fun and engaging Chinese lessons. Leave a comment below if you have any questions or suggestions for future lessons. Next lesson, we will learn about dining out in Chinese. See you in the next lesson.